The future of reporting now.
This is Concordia News Radio.
Good morning. It's currently 9 degrees and cloudy at the Loyola campus of Concordia University. I'm Kira Meinall.
And I'm Justine Bossier. And here are today's headlines. Ensemble Montréal wins the municipal elections, the STM strikes affects local businesses, and Prime Minister Carney announces the new federal budget.
Montreal has a new mayor. Ensemble Montréal leader Soraya Martinez-Ferrada won with about 43% of the vote. Luc Rabouin from Projet Montréal comes in second with 35%. Martinez-Ferrada is Chilean and makes history as the first person of color to be elected as Montreal's mayor. She is also the city's second female mayor. She promises her administration will listen to and work with Montreal citizens. Ensemble Montréal won with 10 of the city's 19 boroughs. The party promises to put 10 actions in place in the first 100 days of its mandate. Among these are starting a mayor's roundtable, increasing the budget to fight homelessness, and starting neighborhood watch committees. Luc Rabouin said last night that he takes full responsibility for Projet Montréal's loss. He announced he will be stepping down from his role in the coming days.
Ari Jelkorbi has been elected as a city councillor, becoming the first Tunisian woman ever to hold that position with Ensemble Montréal, after being a borough councillor for the past 4 years. Rasha Rice has more.
It was a night of joy and emotion at Ari Jelkorbi's office campaign. Supporters filled the room, hugging and cheering her. Jelkorbi has already set her top priorities.
It's working on the environment beside the new subway coming. So we're going to have a lot of development coming there, housing, new sports spaces for youth.
Jelkorbi says she wants to make San Leonard more affordable and accessible, especially for students and families.
We're making to plan a housing for students, affordable housing near to the next stations of subway, especially the one in Langelier and Jean Talon. And we're going to work closely with our this has administration and power that beside the new subway coming. So we're going to have a lot of development coming there, housing, new sports spaces for youth.
Among the volunteers, celebrating is Hussein bin Ahmed, who is proud to be her supporter.
That's why Aris is important, because now we have the tenement, we have the new project for San Leonard, for the people of San Leonard.
From community volunteer to city councillor, Aris Jelkorbi's story is representing a new history in San Leonard. From Montreal, this is Rasha Rice.
About 36% of registered voters cast ballots in this municipal election, a downturn from last year's turnout. It's not clear yet how many of those were younger voters. Sean Richard spoke to students on campus to get their thoughts.
Lee Walker is a PhD student in biology. They voted for Projet Montréal to make the city less car-centric after almost being hit a few times.
For me, just like protection of green spaces, sustainable development, stuff like that, trying to make places less car-centric, because I've almost been run over like a million times where I live and I'm like sick of it.
Some students think that because municipal elections aren't as talked about as other elections, turnout tends to be lower. Katia Pacheco is a first-year journalism student. She believes that voters don't recognize the candidates because they aren't being discussed enough in media that young people follow.
The only things I have heard were like bad things about like Projet or Ensemble, but like that was it. Everybody else, I had no idea who they were. But why, when it's like something as big as like the federal election, everybody across the country is talking about it.
In the 2021 municipal election, only 21% of eligible voters aged 18 to 24 cast ballots. I spoke with several students who did not vote but didn't want to talk about it. Lee Walker says some students assume their vote isn't important or needed.
We tend to have the habit of thinking that people are going to vote the way that we think. So it's like, well, I'm busy. Why do I need to go out and vote?
Concordia offered polling stations across campus in the lead up to the election in an initiative to get more students to vote. We don't know the outcome of this project yet. Sean Richard, Concordia News.
Prime Minister Mark Carney will announce the new federal budget tomorrow. He says that Canada must reduce its spending in order to invest more. Carney wants to strengthen the country from within because of the current weak partnership with the United States. Pre-budget announcements have already been made, but the most important ones will be made tomorrow. The size of the deficit remains uncertain. It is expected to be twice as high than the $42 billion announced a year ago. It is also uncertain whether the budget will pass. The leader of the Bloc Québécois has suggested his party will not oppose it in order to avoid new elections.
The SDM's month-long strike is having a huge impact on more than just the everyday commuter. Small businesses are also having to make drastic changes. Rebecca Chan reports.
Some local business owners are making big adjustments as STM maintenance workers begin their second strike of the year. Banh Mi Kulak on Bishop Street is one of those businesses. The owner, Wendy Tran, says that she's had to change the store hours to accommodate her part-time staff who use transit.
I essentially have to make sure that they can leave by the second afternoon window of STM and they can come during the first window. So that's their shift now.
Tran has also created a new breakfast menu to accommodate these hours. Another local business was luckier. François Le Temps Joachim owns Shaughnessy Cafe near Dawson College. He says they have hours that fall within the STM peak hours.
I feel restaurants maybe that finished later could have been maybe more affected, so we've been all right.
As for Tran, she says people are making the effort to support her restaurant in any way they can and has noticed an increase in customers.
People have actually gone out of their way to drive or bike to the store and picked up in person. And those who couldn't, I noticed more Uber orders over the weekend as well.
The STM strike ends on November 28th. Rebecca Chan, Concordia News, Montreal.
Budget freezes and a provincial cap on international students are having an impact on Quebec University. Concordia University is one of the schools trying to deal with these changes. Frédéric Dumouchel has more.
Lauren Broad is the Department Coordinator of Student Life and Engagement. She says a Loyola campus tour was canceled today after no one signed up. Enrollment has also been a concern over the past year for the university. University President Graham Carr spoke about Concordia's budget deficit earlier this year. He said there's been a 27% drop in applicants from the rest of Canada and a 12% drop in the number of international students. But some departments are still doing okay. Elizabeth Miller is the chair of the communications department. She says enrollment is holding steady.
The budget cuts have not impacted our enrollment. What they have impacted is the jostling of students getting into classes and a lot more advising.
Miller says the focus is on trying to keep the department relevant to future students.
I don't see Concordia as different from universities around the world that have to rethink our mandate.
For Concordia News, I'm Freddie Dumouchel.
The 31st edition of the Cinemania Film Festivals begins tomorrow in Montreal. This is an opportunity to see films that are no longer in theaters and French language classics. Celebrities such as Anne Dorval and Juliette Binoche are members of the jury and will lead discussions. Cinemania is considered the most important French language film festival in North America. There will be more than 200 film screenings over the next 2 weeks. It's also a good time to discover Montreal's best movie theaters. Every movie presented will have English subtitles.
Doctors in Montreal can now prescribe orchestra tickets to patients. This comes after a national physicians organization teamed up with the Montreal Symphony Orchestra. It is letting doctors prescribe free tickets to its shows. Patients with a prescription can call the MSO and receive 2 free tickets to the concert of their choice. Studies show music offers benefits, like reducing stress and anxiety, helping with pain relief, and improving cognitive function. This is an example of social prescribing, where patients get non-medical prescriptions that still have a positive impact on health. That's your news for 11:45. Thanks for listening. For Concordia News, I'm Kira Meinol.
And I'm Justine Bossier.